guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series. My name is Sozo. I'm your hostess with the mostest, no toastess. Hi. I'm so happy to like be talking to you guys because it's been so long, and I feel like last time everything was so different and everything was changing, and like COVID had just started and I was like still settling into like doing my life 500 miles away, 300 miles away, something like that. Okay, do you guys know that audio of Cardi B saying, I've been dying to talk about it. I've been dying to talk about Jhené Aiko's album for the past literally months. I think it came out in March. Did it come out in March? Let me check. Yeah, March 6th, 2020. Can you believe that's a week before everything got crazy? That's insane. I can't believe that. But this album, you guys, you have to listen to it. It's amazing. It's literally a spiritual experience because she didn't just produce an album. The tracks aren't just produced like based off of arbitrary like sounds. Like she literally infused different vibrations for different centers of the body, right? And so like there's like singing bowls in the background. It's insane. Like favorite tracks off the cuff are like, I think Love in capital letters. That one sounds like Moana. It sounds like a Disney song. You guys need to listen to it. And then there's Define Me, which is like an interlude, but so pretty. And I think there's like a marimba in the background or something that just like, if you hear, you know, the ASMR videos where like you start like you feel it in your head or you feel it in your ears and it like tingles. That's exactly what happens. But like throughout the whole album. And then there's Speak, which is insane. And like really pushed me to like, it really pushed me to change like basically everything up about that whole twin flame situation, because I was like, no, I can't go on like this. Like this has to stop. And then Morning Doves, which is so pretty. Do you guys know the, what is it called? Like they're the doves that are like they sing in the morning. I used to think they were called morning, like, you know, like morning, like time of day doves. Like they would go, like, I thought they were owls, actually, not even morning doves. I thought they were owls, and they sound, they like hoo, they coo, they like hoo, hoo. But it's not an owl. It's like a dove, but it's like not a white dove. It's like the brown doves. Either way, it's super worth it. Like listen to it. And Born Tired, like the entire album is flames and it's amazing. And like, when it came out, I, like, looked at tickets, and they're so expensive, and I was like, eh, you know, I'll catch her whenever she does a show for So Far Sounds, because that's insane. No, thank you. But her tour got canceled because of COVID, so I may actually end up going, because it'll happen in when? 2021, and by then, tickets will be super cheap, because no one will really be, like, pumped to go out, except I don't think that's true at all. Like, when concerts come back, they'll just be, like, back in full force. Like, what do you guys think? Like, I think they'll be back in full force. Like, they'll just, like, even, like, before them. Like, I know it's all of the big kind of concerts. I don't know if they're banned. Are they banned? Yeah, so basically Speak helped me with the whole, like, breakup thing. Like, all of it. Just because it was, like, let me pull up the line, because the line was phenomenal. And I was just like, why have I never thought of this? Like, thank you, Jhené, for giving me power. And I like didn't understand like how powerful like it could be. She could, how powerful words could be. Okay, so basically homegirl stuns us all. She says, look how the sun rises without our asking, shining with so much passion, light just for us to bask in. Insane. Love shouldn't be for our keeping. I'll celebrate my freedom. And then the next line is like, say what you want, lady, act like you know who you are. And I was like, I'm not acting like I know who I am. Like, that was huge. That was such a turning point. And I literally urge you all to like listen to this album in full, all of it. Even if you're not a Jhené Aiko fan, I'm not really. I just like some of her songs. All of it is a little too moody for me. But like this album, I hope it wins a Grammy. I literally hope it like, even if it doesn't win a Grammy, I hope the people who are intended to hear it, because it's amazing. Not, but like, she killed it. Bodied. It's such a cliche term, but yeah, finding your why is actually a very important process that basically everyone goes through, because whether you do it intentionally or not, like, it's gonna happen. You're gonna have to find it at some point. Like, either you'll feel this, like, complete dissatisfaction with the way that your life looks, or you'll just naturally be tuned to doing it. And everyone has a different reason for like being as they are. And you should just like trust it and trust where it came from and understand that like no one's late. Everyone is literally on their own track. And it's just like social media and like everything creates, not even social media, just like ingrained thinking patterns and like what you're taught as a kid and like what you saw growing up. Like it teaches you like how things should be. And there's some unifying themes that weave through all of our childhoods, which is fine, but like it's not true. Like some people do things at 35 that other people do at 22, and like that's so relative because time is relative. You guys, I have this theory, okay, that like time actually isn't a thing because we all just sat down one day and said, oh, we have to figure out how to orient ourselves in this world. Like, ooh, we need seasons. Well, not we need seasons, but like, ooh, we need clocks. Okay, cool. Clocks, great. Mayans, thanks for that. Thank you for like charting the moon cycles, whatever. And then we're like, oh wait, but there's like different parts of the world, so we need different time zones. And like everyone just now just grabbed onto these time zones so they could understand what was happening around them. But like before all of that, it was still how it is now without all of those labels. So like to me, just like time boxing things is the absolute worst thing you could do with anything. Like you need to like just let things be as they are and trust in timing. Because timing, just like our timing isn't God's timing, vice versa. Like sometimes it syncs, sometimes it doesn't sync, but like there's only one iteration of that that's correct, and you should always just default or defer to that iteration because like what else are you gonna do? Struggle against everything your entire life? Like I don't want that for any of you. I don't want that for my. I think with finding like why you need to do things and like finding what motivates you and finding what kind of, not even what excites you, because that is so cliche and outdone. Like, a lot of things excite me. Not everything that excites me is, like, good like or productive. So using that as, like, a pseudonym for your why isn't helpful. What's helpful is, like, figuring out how to hear what you're saying at all times. So, like, there are three parts of you. There's, like, your soul slash your spirit, there's your higher self, and then there's like your mind, which is your monkey mind, quote unquote, amygdala, whatever you want to call it. The mind that like reasons and tries to like logicize, is that a thing? Everything. And that mind is like, never lean on it. It's not very good. It's good at the basics and keeping you alive, but that's it. It's not good at anything abstract or anything like that'll actually get you where you want to go, like desire-wise and like life-wise and all of that. Like it's very faulty. Do not trust it. Trust it to help you eat on time. Trust it to help you like get where you need to go physically. Like I need to be at this place at this time. Cool. That mind excels. But if you let that mind sort of run every part of your life, it'll be a mess because it doesn't know how to do that. Like there are some things that you're spirit understands that like your mind cannot comprehend in any way, and those things are still true, but the mind just like thinks they're not true, you know what I mean? So like when you're finding your why, it's really important to start away from that statement. Don't like focus on like don't focus too heavily on it, I guess, because you do need to focus on it, otherwise you're kind of just like existing. You do need to focus on it. And you do need to sort of know what this search that you're starting is for, not what it is, like what you're looking, not the answer to what you're looking for, but like the process itself, right? The messaging around finding your why, it's very much like in a climby way, finding how to get ahead. And there's no such thing as getting ahead, actually. How you get ahead, quote unquote, is like finding what you were put here to do and exercising that to its full capacity. And we call it getting ahead because it's like easy for that mind, again, that likes to run ever, to understand and say, oh wow, look at that person progressing and like having impact. Well, that person's not progressing and having impact out of nowhere. They listened to that inner, like, I don't know, that inner, they listen to their spirit, basically. They listen to what it is they're supposed to do and what it is they're here for. And like, trust me when I say that if you honestly and like intentionally seek out this answer to what am I supposed to be doing, you'll always find it. It's like waiting and quiet. It's not like it'll never be like a grand announcement. You'll just sort of know, right? And it's like intuition. It builds your ability to understand the present wide builds like progressively the more you exercise it, and like the more you ask, literally the answer will just like start becoming more and more and more obvious. And like, yeah, so we like look at all of these people and we're like, oh my goodness, like look at them, like they're climbing, they're finding their why, they're doing great, they're literally succeeding at everything. They're really not. They're just honoring what it is they're supposed to do and like exercising that to its full capacity. And the outer reflection of that, like what it looks like, is that they're just like literally just winning at everything. But the thing is, you can also win at everything and it'll feel amazing. And the only thing you have to do to win at everything, what all of these books are trying to tell you, all of these self-help everythings are trying to tell you, is that you need to tune into that inner voice and like ask for help doing that, because it's really hard. It's like not. Doesn't come naturally to like a lot of people or literally anybody. You have to sort of sit down and set that intention to do so. And when you do sit down and set that intention to do so, it like literally magic happens. The other thing I'm obsessed with is Never Have I Ever on Netflix. You guys, at first I was avoiding it. I was like, I'm not watching some show about like an Indian teenager. Like it's overdone. And my homegirl put me on and she was like, you know, Mindy Kaling produced it. And I was like, I'm watching. It's a wrap. Best show ever. Okay, it's amazing. It's literally like love triangle, but ethnic, but also like super relatable and super fun and just so amazing. And like you cry and you laugh, and like Mindy is a genius, and the episodes are only 20 minutes. If you guys don't watch it, I'm literally going to come to your home and like bang on your door until you do, because it is amazing. So good. You guys should watch it. Let me know what you think. All right, so I promised that we would have a section where I answer some questions, and I'm going to answer. So these are all from Instagram, because I like to answer TikTok questions on TikTok so that the people who ask them get to see their answer. Okay, so this one's from Instagram. I've been manifesting my ex coming back. We're still on good terms and everything, and we still have feelings for each other. And he wanted to break up because of his mental health and just not being able to support two people right now, which I 100% get. Good for you. And am not trying to rush anything, but he's just being very distant recently, and I kind of feel like I'm losing him. Maybe I'm paranoid or just overthinking it. I do a lot, LMAO, but if you could help with some advice or your thoughts about the situation, that would be helpful. Thank you. All right, so here's the thing. So like, first of all, he seems super mature because he like is able to say that my mental health isn't 100 right now to support two people. A lot of people end up staying in like situations or like relationships where the person is having, can't support two people emotionally, and they're just trying to support themselves. And they stop supporting that person, and that person doesn't understand what happened or like what went wrong. And the person who's trying to support themselves doesn't voice what went wrong. So this is good. This is like a really mature person, it seems like. And I'm not trying to rush anything, but he's been very distant lately, and I kind of feel like I'm losing him. So when you feel like you're losing someone, that's exactly when you should go inward and examine why you feel that way. So whether you're actually losing them or not, you have no way of knowing that, like at all. Like, take all of the energetic tricks and tips and tricks you want. You don't know. You could guess to the highest degree of certainty. You could use synchronicities, whatever, but you actually don't know. When this happens, when you start like feeling like you're losing someone, even though you're in a really good place in the beginning, understand that that's the time to like go inward and say, okay, do I feel like I'm losing them because I'm losing them? Or do I feel like I'm losing them because I always have to be in their like, I don't know, in their like fields of like energy or being to like be comfortable? Like, is it like I can't be forgotten? Like, I'm scared of being forgotten, because that's one very human, but it's not like good and healthy, mature relationships where like you feel like you have to always hold the cup for the cup to exist, right? So a lot of people look at love as a cup, okay? look at relationships that are healthy, mature, actualized, or on the road to actualized individuals, right? So you're holding the cup. Cup is in your hand. It is a physical cup. And that's when the relationship is great. There's even some like champagne in there, or maybe we'll have some like water, sparkling water. I don't care what you put in the cup, put whatever you want in the cup. And you're holding that cup, right? And so the one person says, oh, let's take a break. Okay. And you're like, yeah, for sure. Like, go ahead, do you. So they take their hand off the cup. So both of you were holding this cup. And they take their hand off of the cup. And you're left holding this cup, right? And that cup is the love that you both have for each other. And they've kind of pulled back their energy from this cup because they can't hold the cup and hold themselves, right? So you're holding on to this cup just in case, like, because if you put the cup down, the love disappears in your mind, right? Like, oh, man, if I put this cup down, like, what's going to happen to our cup? You're scared that if you're not holding this cup, like, things will fall apart. But if you put that cup down, nothing's going to actually happen to the cup. You're both on either side of the cup still, and you're looking at it, and it's there, right? And that's the love between you two. But like, if you're so scared and you're so holding on to this thing and you're like, oh my gosh, like this cup can't exist if I'm not holding it. I have to hold it together because if I don't hold it, then this person will also not be able to, like, it won't be here for this person when they get back. Like, that's, you're scared. What you do is you put the cup down and you say, well, I trust that this cup will be able to hold itself together. And I trust that the contents will be there whenever we both decide to pick it both up again, right? And there's always that possibility, which you shouldn't focus on ever. Always focus on the result that you want, right? Because that's what grows. What you put your attention on grows. So while you're setting that cup down, look at all, now you have two hands. You can look at, you can do anything you want on your side with those two hands. That cup is still there. You can still sit there if you'd like, that's fine. That cup is still there, but you have no idea what you could do with these two hands now. Like, you have unlimited possibilities. So don't focus on the fact that the cup is not being held by either of you right now. Focus on the fact that you have two hands and you could literally do anything with these two hands. Create things, like read things, paint with two hands. Alright, so that's really all I have for you guys. As always, I hope you fall in love with yourself, with your life, with your week, and with the magic between Sundays. Besos, babies. Mwah.